State your father's full name and where he was born.
Dad's name was Salim Jacob Dumit. Jacob was his father's name. He was born in Latakia, Latakia. But while he was just a few months old, the family moved just a little further away to the big city of Antioch. So he grew up in Antioch and came to this country when he was 33 years old, I think it was.
Did he come with other members of the family?
Yes, he and his two brothers. Dad was the oldest. The second was Sam Dumit. And the third was Hanna Yaqub, which in this country was John. Hanna is similar to Yohanan or whatever the pronunciation is in German of John, named after John the Baptist, I guess. So John and his two brothers somehow, and I've never gotten a satisfactory explanation of this, went all the way from New York to Los Angeles, and the three brothers set up a jewelry store there. And then eventually they moved to Kansas City, Missouri, where the family has been for a very long time. I have 25 cousins living in Kansas City. At first in Kansas City, they all three, I think, were working at a lamp factory, very ornate lamps, some with fringe on them or hanging jewels. Then Uncle decided, that's Sam, to set up a rug cleaning establishment, which to this day is still operating in Kansas City, Missouri. His son worked with him, and then the son's son, and now it's the son of the son of the son of Uncle Sam. So it's thriving in Kansas City. But John formed his own church. The whole family was very religious. John set up a church that is still in existence in Santa Monica, California. That's where their headquarters is. He set up followers in Kansas City. Then about 1939 or so, his doctor suggested that he move to California because of his asthma. They set up the church in Santa Monica, and they had other satellite groups in New Mexico and as far up as Canada. When he moved from Kansas City, I think something like 40 families moved with him. At home in my library, I have all the issues of the Truth Review, which was a monthly magazine that they published, and then several books by my uncle. They believed deeply in healing through prayer. Now the church is operated by Uncle's daughter and Uncle's granddaughter and her husband. The husband, Reverend Newton, is the minister at the church now. His wife and then my cousin, Psyche, P-S-Y-C-H-E, and the last name that Uncle took was the French version of Dumit, D-O-U-M-E-T-T-E. So that branch of the family is Dumit. And if we had taken that name, I would not have heard my last name being mispronounced every day of our lives, because D-U-M-I-T, for some reason, strikes the majority of the population as Dumit. Very few people look at it and say, Dumit. Now I just laugh about it, but it used to bother me no end.
How was it your father came to Tulsa?
He had somehow made a connection with Uncle Elias. Uncle was accustomed to taking a couple of buying trips a year to New York. He would go to the importers there and select the individual rugs or other items that he would have them send to Tulsa. Somewhere along the way, they heard about each other, and Uncle wanted to have a third partner. I was never told this, but I have a sneaking feeling Uncle was also looking for a husband for his sister. So, as I said, Dad came down in January of 1924. Then he and Mother were married in July, about 6 months later.
And they were married in which church?
First Presbyterian Church. Mother and Uncle had joined the First Presbyterian Church the first week they got here. So our life these 100 years has all been centered around the First Presbyterian Church.